producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Troy Lynn. How are you, Troy?
I'm doing great, Robert. Thanks very much for having me.
And Troy is the CEO of Jack Links, which you probably know, all their beef jerkies and these new brands like Larissa's Kitchen and the Smash Bars. It is the largest protein snack company in the world, with over 4,500 employees, but it has a fascinating history too. You know, this is really fifth generation, sort of founded in the 1880s. Just talk about what the company is.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. We're really excited to talk about our company. You know, we've got family recipes, and we've got this, four and five generations of meat knowledge and meathead type experience from way back from Germany. And you know, my great-great-grandfather brought all these great butcher techniques and sausage-making techniques, you know, to Wisconsin, and they settled there, and it started off with a general store, and it went to...
And Link is your true last name?
Yeah,
that
Link.
Was his name?
Yeah.
Boy,
yep.
That's fortuitous.
Yeah, and Jack Link is a real person, happens to be my father. So, you know, we've got this great brand, and it's a real person, and you know, he does a great job of carrying the values and making sure that we stay true to that brand. So, yeah, we've got this four-generation family recipes, you know, multiple generations of being in the meat business. And then in the mid-'80s, my dad says, hey, listen, we're slaughtering cattle. We're, you know, taking the primal cuts and selling them off. We're selling the ground beef to different retail customers, to our grocery stores, and he says, hey, listen, we're gonna take our sausage making recipes and we're gonna start making beef jerky, you know, and we're gonna start selling it. And oh, by the way, we're gonna call it Jack Links. So in 1985, his serial entrepreneurship, you know, drives him into the meat snack category, and you know, we start learning about consumer insights, and we start learning about food safety and shelf stability and water activities and, you know, moisture to protein ratios and all these key, cool things that are very meat snack specific. But, you know, and here we are, 25, 30 years later, and we're talking about being a protein snack company. And you know, how do we give our customer, you know, protein in the coolest way, shape, and form that they want to eat it. So, you know, we're a protein company. Most of it is meat-based, but we're obviously looking at, you know, non-meat-based products. We're looking at, you know, chicken, turkey, pork, beef. You know, we're looking at possibly a fish category. We're looking at, you know, non-meat soy and all these other great, you know, non-meat protein.
So with this, now, how do you maintain the integrity of, like, a family business? Because you're still privately held, and you're the size of some major corporations, but you're still family-run. How do you maintain that? What are the things that you have to do?
Yeah, that's always, you know, that's part of the secret sauce. And we think being privately family-owned, you know, helps our team members all engage. You know, it's personal to them. They're very passionate about this business. You know, when they shop for their own personal groceries, they're checking our meat snack rack and shoring up the space, right? And giving feedback back to sales. Hey, listen, we didn't have our new flavor in there. You know, these team members that have shared their life and given their time to this organization, they want to win, and we have been winning. You know, we've gone from, you know, nobody knowing Jack Links to being the largest, you know, the category leader in a very large category. So,
and you've over 50% of the category leaders.
Yeah, we're privileged to have over 50% of roughly a $3 billion category, and you know, we're looking at, you know, maybe doing some non-shelf stable protein snacks now. We're looking at, you know, all kinds of different things. But the secret sauce is this engagement, this value system, this, you know, being able to do things faster than everybody else. You know, when
faster?
Yeah, we have to be able to do things faster than large companies. We have to be able to do things faster than a small company, because our customer, when they ask us for something, they want it yesterday. You know, the consumers, when they tell you, hey, listen, you know, I want, you know, more protein, or I don't want gluten, or I don't want this, or I don't want that. You have to be able to react. You know, if you know that that's important to your large group of consumers, you have to be able to react. You have to be able to execute it very quickly. So, you know, there's no time to sit back, or you end up like some of these really sleepy categories that are absolutely declining in sales and can't grow. So protein snacks is not that. We're a hot category, and Jack Link's is a very hot brand. So
quick question first. Just how do you make jerky? What's the general concept?
Well, the good news is we start with very good quality cuts of meat. Mm-hmm. So start with very good quality cuts, generally no fat, mm-hmm. no connective tissue, you know, none of the bad stuff that you would think about. And that's one of the obstacles we've always had in the categories, that people think, oh, man, it must be roadkill, it must be full of chemicals, and it's not. It's high quality cuts of meat. Our chicken jerky is made of chicken breast meat, skinless, boneless chicken breast meat, you know, the type that everybody strives to buy. So we start with very good quality. Then we marinate it. We strip it. We put it into the shape and size that we want it. Then we're going to smoke it, and we're going to add that smoke flavor. We're going to secure in, you know, all those flavorings that we've added, and then we're going to get rid of a lot of the moisture. So we're starting with an expensive ingredient. Now we're going to get rid of half the weight, and then we're going to stabilize the product. Sometimes we're going to put a topographical seasoning on it to make it look really good and get that immediate impact to your tongue. Sometimes we don't. And then we're going to put it in a great shelf-stable environment. And our plants are like hospital clean. So knock on wood, you know, we're very good at food safety and haven't had any food safety issues. We're going to, you know, put it in a very good shelf-stable bag. Like I said, we're looking at, you know, some non-shelf stable stuff, but regardless, we always are going to be that really high integrity food safety company that, you know, doesn't have any food safety issues and can deliver that quality and consistency that you're used to. So that's really the process of how we make it. And then we've got to go sell it. We've got to market it. We've got to brand it. And we've got to execute it out so that you as a consumer, me as a consumer, get a chance to experience what that brand really means. And we've got to tempt us enough so that we take it off the shelf and spend our hard earn money to give it a try.
So you have about 10 different manufacturing plants. How do you, any unique practices in overseeing quality? Because I could tell what you're talking about with quality and safety, right. But that's like an essential. You can't get into the ballpark without that.
That's exactly right. And we have 10 manufacturing plants. We have 2 distribution centers. They're in 3 or 4 different countries. Mm-hmm. So obviously it's not like we can walk across the street and check things out. We've got to be very good at this stuff. It's got to be processes and procedures that don't get deviated from, because, you know, the checker's not always checking. We try and be. But so, you know, when we talk about quality of our product, you know, my dad will tell you it starts with soap and water. And when I talk about the hospital clean, mm-hmm. you know, that's very important. And we're very proud of our facilities. We invest a lot of dollars in our facilities. And you know, we're very proud to show them to consumers, to customers, to whomever, when we can. We also like to operate in small town America, because we feel that we can get that team member engagement and we become part of that community. We're not just a company that are doing business.
Any unique things you do to engage teams?
Oh,
I know you have this Feed the Wild side you've told me about.
Absolutely. Our main purpose in life is to help people feed their wild side. And whether you're internal, external, whether you're a customer, we're here to help you feed your wild side. We're here to take you to that place that is fun and wild. So when you eat that product, we want you to think about fun and that good time that you had and that special memory. But from a team member perspective, you know, you live in these small towns across America. Listen, we all spend a lot of time in our careers and what we do, and I feel very blessed that these team members give us the amount of time that they do. And we We've got great tenure amongst our teams. You know,
like what? Have people there 30 years?
Yeah, I mean, one of our biggest plants is in South Dakota, and you go out and you know, I think we've been there 13 years. You go out and ask people how many have been there 10 years or more. I mean, it's a good, probably over 50%.
Is there any reason? What words would you use to describe the culture?
Well, I would say that, you know, we work really hard on driving our values forward. So we're very high integrity. You know, nobody can lie, cheat, or steal. You know, we're very big on people doing business with people. You know, we don't want to hide behind computers. We don't want to not answer the phone. You know, I don't believe in you know, automatic answer machines in our organization. I want people to answer the phone. When a consumer calls, we want to thank them for buying our product. We want to hear what they got to say, good, bad, or indifferent. You know, from a
lot of people could learn.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we they're a very special person to us because without them, we have no reason, you know, like my dad always says, we either make meat snacks or we're going to make snowballs. You know, every facility we have, there's snow there. So, you know, they're very special to us, every single consumer. So, you know, we want to engage those team members.
And I know you have the snacks out so people could just, whenever they need it, just take it. New products you give with the employees?
We do. We send every new product we come with, we try and send home a nice care package so that them and their families can enjoy it. So if you're a team member here, we try and also do...
We are about to take a commercial break. We're with Troy Link, the CEO of Jack Links, the leader in protein snacks in the world.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Troy Link. This is a company, Jack Link's. It's a family-owned, privately held company, yet it has over 50% of the large protein snacks category in the world. Over 50, that's 50. So we've been talking about these, and I'm eating these now, and this is new here. It says Larissa's Kitchen Szechuan peppercorn. How do you, you've about 15, 20 products in front of you. How do you understand what consumers want?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, Robert. I mean, it's such, I love to talk about our product. I love to talk about our consumers because those are what make my heart beat every day. And, you know, when you talked about Jack Link's, you know, we are all about delivering high quality, consistency. We've got, you know, a wide range of flavors. I mean, people want to talk about sriracha, but we've had sriracha for 3 years. You know, they want to talk about unique Asian flavors. We've had Kung Pao for 2 years. We got things like Cholula. We got turkey jerky. We got sweet turkey jerky. We got flame grilled Korean barbecue pork, you know, under Jack Link's. You know, you talk about Larissa's Kitchen. This is a brand new line that we're coming with. And this is really to get by that, you know, mom is a huge, you know, stage keeper for, you know, she wants to make sure you're eating healthy stuff. So whether it's your mom, your wife, and Larissa's Kitchen is all about that. You know, no added MSG, no preservatives, raised without all grass-fed beef, gluten-free.
Super high protein. 11 grams.
11 grams of protein, made with sea salt. You know, this is the fun stuff about what we do.
And
because
the packaging in this Larissa's, this is totally different. This is like my wife, who does not buy, I hate to say, any of your beef jerky. Yeah. My kids love it. And I love it, but she does. But this, the whole way the package looks, Larissa's Kitchen. And I've never seen this before, though.
Well, you haven't, because it's brand new. We're going to start shipping it next week. And we've got a lot of great retail partners that are going to be
displaying. So you're hearing that first on this CEO show. Go
you are.
Buy this. Where can people buy Larissa's Chicken?
What I can tell you is Larissa's Kitchen is going to be available at what I know right now. And I apologize if I leave some out, but I know it's going to be available at 7-Eleven. I know it's going to be available at Walmart. I know it's going to be available at Publix. I know it's going to be available at Walgreens. I know it's going to be available at CVS. I know it's going to be available at, I think, limited Costco's. I know it's going to be available at Target. They're getting behind healthy protein snacks in a big way. So, you know, we're going to have good distribution, and we're going to only build from that. We want to be in Whole Foods with it. We want to be in Fresh Market with it. It's available on Amazon right now.
Oh, so you could actually, if you're not going out of the house, you could buy it on Amazon?
You can buy many of our items on Amazon, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah, we've got to be available. So, you know, you look at brands like Matador. You know, Matador is all about being, you know, bold in flavor and tender bites.
What is
eating
it? Chili lime.
Chili lime. So
this one, the Szechuan peppercorn, though, is...
You like that one, don't you?
And also the sweet chili.
Yeah, yeah. We've
and
got,
that's pork, and that's beef.
Yep, and the pork is, you know, raised without any antibiotics, and the beef is all grass-fed, you know. And then we've also got bacon jerky. I mean, I've been sending out samples to a lot of my buddies, this maple bacon jerky, and they're telling me that it's changing their life. You know, they said that this is the best product they've ever had, and they're, you know, so lots and lots of fun stuff about our product. We're in a fun category. We're going to help people feed their wild side a lot, whether it be Larissa's Kitchen, Matador, Small Batch, Jack Link's, World Kitchen.
Feed your wild side. Just, what does that really mean?
It is our whole purpose to survive. We're here to take you to that special moment. When you fork out your hard-earned dollars, you know, whether it be $3, $4, $5, $6, $7, some of our places now are $8, $9 for a bag of our jerky. Some people want to buy a pound of it at a time for $20. You know, when you fork over your your hard-earned dollars, we want to take you to a very special place. We want you to feel really happy that you spent your dollars on our brand.
I don't know anyone else who has the word wild side in their mission.
And that's one of the things we get in being family-owned. You know, we can live on the wild side. We can butter our bread, you know, either side we want it.
So someone could just go to Amazon and go Jack Links. Could you get Larissa's Kitchen yet there?
Larissa's Kitchen is there now. Yep.
That's pretty good. I think women will really like this. It has that look, and it's, you know, you're very lucky, though, that everything has moved lower carbs, high protein. All of the trends of healthiness have moved in the direction. You're sort of riding the wave. That's fortuitous.
Certainly helped us. I mean,
you're in the business 100 years, so you couldn't change that.
Absolutely. But, I mean, early on in my career, we had Atkins diet, and, you know, we were doubling annual revenue every year, and it was tough to keep up with. We were troubled to make enough product. We were troubled to get enough new team members. And everyone said, oh, don't worry, this is going to be a fad category. And we were just growing like a weed. And, you know, then along, you know, came low carb and paleo diet and this whole new protein snacking and better for you snacking, and we are a better for you product. There's everything in our line is low carb, you know, everything in our line is low in calorie, and you know, it's all high protein. So, you know, these are you know, snacks that you eat and you're full after it. You're satisfied. You know, it's not like, you know, you eat some of the other snacks.
Actually, while we're doing this interview, which we're doing in New York, you had all the sandwiches there, and I just had a bunch of these instead of the sandwich, and I'm totally good.
That's why I liked you from the beginning, Robert. I mean, you were feeding your wild side right from the beginning.
Feeding your wild side. Okay. We have about 2.5 minutes left. Important question about your leadership philosophy. If you could sum up, like, something that you really learned, maybe a challenge you overcame that taught you what leadership is really about. What is that?
Yeah, interesting question. I mean, leadership to me is, first off, who are you serving? And I get the privilege of being a CEO of a privately family-owned business, and we're large in scale now. So I get to focus 100% of my time on serving the team member and serving the consumer. You know, and to serve that consumer, I've got to be involved in the customers that the consumer's buying at. So whether you talk Amazon, Walmart, whatever, I get the privilege to work with those people. You know, I get to work on the brand building. I get to work on the food safety programs. I get to work on all these different things. So, you know, for me, I am here to make sure that the communication flow is really fast and really real. We don't have time to run, you know, politics and bureaucratic stuff inside our organization. We say it the way that it is. You know, we get together as teams, and you know what, inside our company, people get to make decisions. You know, you'll actually be frowned upon if you don't make decisions, because, you know, we have to make decisions. One of my dad's theories that he raised me on is A, you do it, B, you don't. Make your decision. So I really encourage that, and that's one of my key learnings, is that you can sit here, you can analyze everything for a really long time, you can study it, and, you know, at the end of the day, you got to make a decision. So make the decision. So, you know, with Jack Links, we come with a lot of great innovation. We got lots of great people working on innovation, and you know, do you launch it now, you know, when meat prices are high, you know, or do you wait? Do you launch it at what price point do you want? What consumer are you going after? So the thing that I always encourage everybody in our company is make a decision. And I think that's, you know, got a lot to do with leadership, because you have to go get the inputs so that your output is excellent. And so I hope that helps, you know, not only the audience, but it gives you a little flavor for who I am. I try and be simple.
Flavor for you are. Troy Link here from Jack Links. We have 30 seconds left. What is the future of Jack Links Company?
We're just getting started. We are just starting to help people feed their wild side.
Years.
That's right. We are just getting started. We are ramping up. We want to double this thing every 5 years. We have a 30% household penetration in protein snacks. We want to take that at least to 50 or 60. So when you take a look at those numbers, this thing is scalable. We've got the manufacturing horsepower behind us. We've got all the food safety. We've got the great team members. We've got the great retail partnership. And we're on trend. So all of you viewers out there, I hope that you go buy some Jack Links, Larissa's Kitchen, one of the flavors that we manufacture. I hope you're really satisfied with it, and we really appreciate your hard-earned money.
Great having you on the CEO Show, Troy.
Thank you very much, Robert.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Robert Greese on the CEO Show, and we have a special you're listening to today, which is talking about the customer experience and how do you simplify it. We have the leaders of three industries, of financial service with Discover, and we have the leaders in retail of Ace Hardware, and now we're about to hear from the leader in healthcare of the University of Chicago Medical Center. And so, Sharon, let's talk about, you have about 9,000 employees, about 900 physicians there, and I think it's about 1,600 nurses as well. So it's a different model than most people have. You even spoke before about the customer and who really was the customer. How do you engage the entire culture to deliver a simplified and effective customer experience?
Well, a couple of kind of thoughts on the cultural side. We reduce it down to really two simple things: respect for people and continuous improvement. And what we want to do is engage all of our employees, the clinical staff and the non-clinical staff, in coming in every single day and looking for ways to improve services to patients. The respect for people is respect for each other, respect for the patients, respect for the diversity of patients we serve, respect for their families. It really permeates everything. It creates a platform on how we expect our employees to interact with our patients or our customers. And we have also adopted, as I've heard earlier from John, lean management principles. So people are looking at how they can improve work every single day by doing standard work, high reliability. It is intrinsically linked to quality and safety, because people are concerned coming into healthcare about their quality, their safety, and their service, and we need to link all of those together. Behavioral standards are important. I've heard two of my colleagues here talk about those. We have the same thing. We call them pride values. We reward participation, respect, integrity, diversity, and excellence in everything that we do. And we celebrate those wins. We identify through programs of making a difference every day employees within the organization who are doing exceptional things for our patients and our family members, whether it's in the ambulatory setting or on the inpatient setting. On trying to understand what our customers slash patients want, we spend a lot of time trying to understand expectations. Expectations for somebody delivering a baby are very different than somebody coming in for a complex surgical procedure, and are very different from somebody who's being treated for cancer.
How do you really understand what those expectations are? Not everyone's in a lucid state when they come in. There's a lot of emotions going on.
Well, we're not understanding expectations at the time of service. We're backing up. Two things that we are doing is we have a series of patient family advisory boards that patients who are have received services, we bring them back, talk to our clinicians, talk to our managers about what their experience was like, what could we have done differently to make their experience better. And we get very, very rich feedback and actually just heart-moving stories when patients and families come back and talk about what it was like to be treated. A small example, we had a young gentleman, about a 20-year-old, who was treated for cancer, is doing quite well, came back with his mother. and he relayed to us in front of our, we do this with a whole auditorium of our managers and clinicians, and he told his story of driving onto campus, and the first person he saw was the gentleman who directed traffic at the corner, and how he greeted him and said good morning. That really, he saw five different people before he saw his clinician, and that welcomed him to campus, made him feel comfortable. Those are important for us to understand, that it's not just getting in there seeing your physician or your nurse, et cetera. We're also doing online patient panels. So we're using technology to go out and reach patients that we have served and have thousands of them online now. So we can send out queries or ideas and get reactions back to folks. So we're using that to design systems of care that are going to be far more customized to the needs of patient, distinct patient groups. And all of this is ultimately, hopefully, that when people do need services, their preference will be to seek services at University of Chicago Medical Center. So
that's great, Sharon. And did you have something to say to add to that, John?
When David was talking, it just reminded me, you started this about simplification, with a question on simplification, and what a great example, that on-off switch, what a great thing. What consumers don't realize is the amount of complexity and cost David and his team had to put together to make that simple is probably mind-boggling, and millions of dollars, and probably more discussions about technology than you ever care to admit, right? But that's what a company has to do to provide a simplified experience. I think it's a classic example of your opening question.
Yeah, I said always make things as simple as possible, but never simpler. And it's true. To simplify something so beyond the curtain, as we're all hearing from the leaders in financial service and healthcare and in retail, there's a lot of work behind the scenes. So when you come out after the beta, real time, that the results are right. So let's, Sharon, you started talking about something which was digital and what you're doing there. And digital is changing the online experience for all of us. I know you have electronic medical records. Talk about what that change is to your business and what you see.
Well, we are spending a lot of time on the different channels, from our web presence to digital to how we connect with patients in many different ways. And I think what we're at a point now of how can we kind of shift from having patients interact with us from these various channels, contacting us via the web or digital or secure texting, to begin to think about how do we leverage the amazingly rich amount of data that we know about patients and leverage that to either do targeted marketing to patients or to aggregate all that information and come up with ways that we can help improve their health status. So kind of what does that mean? If you start with the electronic medical record and you think of chronic diseases, diabetes, kind of a tremendously difficult problem in the United States.
And you've just a minute left until break.
Okay.
Important things to say, so go ahead, Sharon.
Take a chronic disease and think about, we have an electronic medical record. We have people wearing wearable devices. They're doing glucose testing at home. They're visiting urgent care clinics. They're searching the web for symptoms that they may be concerned about. Heart disease, they're having chest pain, vascular problems. How can we aggregate all that and know what they need before they know what they need? And that's possible going forward to help them manage their chronic disease in a better way.
John, in Ace Hardware, we were talking about how digital is changing everything. Talk about how digital is changing the customer experience and what that customer experience might look like and how it might change at Ace Hardware over the next few years.
Ace is like most retailers, where the digitally ubiquitous world changes everything. This omni-channel idea is incredibly challenging and yet presents a lot of opportunities. Just an illustration from Ace, I mentioned before we have 4,900 stores. Not one store in the world has the same assortment of goods as any other store. Now imagine trying to put all of that out so it's millions of SKUs because we allow local owners to localize their assortment for their local neighbors. In a digital world where sometimes that experience has to turn into one cell phone, you can imagine the challenges between assortment and pricing. The channel conflict is real. You know, at the same time, it provides a lot of opportunities. Everybody's out there chasing the last mile to get delivery to America. Well, we have 46 of our 4,900 stores in America, which means about 75% of America is within a 15-minute drive of an A-store right now. So you can see the opportunities for both in-store pickup, which is growing like a weed, 30% at Ace, more other places, I'm sure, and yet, you know, delivery. So we've got big opportunities there, but it's certainly riddled with challenges. I will say, though, you know, in our business, given the nature of customer service as the topic for this show, you know, we think in a world that's increasingly driven towards technical, impersonal, faceless interaction, which is why dialing zero is such a breakthrough at a credit card company like at Discover, we're betting the farm on two things. At Ace, we believe there's two timeless principles, and that is face-to-face interaction, and human relationships will still always have the ability to stir the human soul. And when they do, we think it's not just good for business, it's good for society. So we want to leverage technology to make sure we strengthen relationships and never lose sight of that.
Thank you, Joey. Robert Reese, I'm the CEO.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're doing a special segment, and this is the final of the segment, and this is about how to simplify the customer experience. And so all of you listening out there, I know there's hundreds of thousands of you, you want to improve your business. So you have industry leaders from retail with Ace Hardware, from financial services with Discover, and from healthcare with University of Chicago Medical Center. So I want to start with you, John, in Ace Hardware. We were talking about how digital is changing everything. Talk about how digital is changing the customer experience and what that customer experience might look like and how it might change at Ace Hardware over the next few years.
Ace is like most retailers where the digitally ubiquitous world changes everything. This omni-channel idea is incredibly challenging and yet presents a lot of opportunities. Just an illustration from Ace, I mentioned before we have 4,900 stores. Not one store in the world has the same assortment of goods as any other store. Now imagine trying to put all of that out so it's millions of SKUs because we allow local owners to localize their assortment for their local neighbors. In a digital world where sometimes that experience has to turn into one cell phone, you can imagine the challenges between assortment and pricing. The channel conflict is real. You know, at the same time, it provides a lot of opportunities. Everybody's out there chasing the last mile to get delivery to America. Well, we have 46 of our 4,900 stores in America, which means about 75% of America is within a 15-minute drive of an Ace store right now. So you can see the opportunities for both in-store pickup, which is growing like a weed, 30% at Ace, more other places, I'm sure, and yet, you know, delivery. So we've got big opportunities there, but it's certainly riddled with challenges.
Thank you, Joe. And David, let's talk about how omnichannel is changing the customer experience and how Discover will work with this in the future.
Well, financial services is moving away from traditional branches and in person, which you still need to have when you have hospitals and hardware. But in financial services, it can all be delivered electronically. And so the big trend is that it's not just credit cards, but all products are gradually moving to digital relationships. And it's real time. It's moving to the phone. It enables new capabilities like interacting with your customer when they're literally in the checkout line, or embedding the Discover card into Apple Pay so you're not even pulling a card out of your wallet. You're just authenticating with a fingerprint at point of sale. And I talked earlier about the ease of getting to a customer service person, but to some degree, we're moving towards a world where everything can be self-serve and there should be no need to call customer service because I can do it myself on my own phone. And the challenge is that it's a lot more complicated. There's a big technology spin. We are much more vertically integrated than other companies, so that helps. But we also partner with a lot of other companies to help deliver this new technology. And in the past, in credit cards, it was you kind of had to be good at direct marketing and direct mail and the telephone. Now it's mobile and multiple platforms and multiple browsers and lots of computers, and you have to make sure that your product is and feature functionality is seamless across all of that. And so to some degree, the scale required has increased, the capabilities have increased, and you have to be good at a lot of things. As John said, the goal is to make it simple to the customer, but there's a growing set of complexity behind the scenes to deliver that simple service to consumers.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to ask you that too, Sharon, but then we're going to end up and you are going to hear one sentence of the best leadership advice that each of these CEOs have. So first, go ahead. Sharon, anything else you want to share? You already talked about it a lot, but the future of healthcare.
Well, I guess when we look out into the future, I think describe it as increasingly targeted, personalized care, understanding a lot more about what attributes of service are going to be valued by patients as we become more price sensitive and more transparent around pricing, and also understanding more about where people will trade off convenience, price, distance, access, and how they're going to be making those decisions, and how we're going to understand more about patients and how to get our brand out there in order to have them choose and know what services are available at a place like the University of Chicago Medical Center around targeted marketing, bariatric services, lung transplants, a variety of things that can be done.
Okay, I want you now to give us your key message, one sentence, could be a longer sentence, but on leadership advice. You lead many people, you moved yourself up to leading one of the most venerable healthcare organizations in our nation. If you looked at systemically, the core of your opinion of leadership advice, what would that be?
I would go back to respect for all people and spend every day trying to humanize healthcare.
Okay. Now, let's look. John, going to talk about you. You've been with ACE for, I think, 22 or 23 years, moved up to be CEO, 75,000 employees, win all sorts of awards, 9 years the J.D. Power Award. You became CEO. What advice do you have for people on leadership and success?
It's a lot of pressure.
And you only have about 20 seconds.
I would tell you, our store owners get all the credit for those awards, by the way. I would tell you that our local ACE owners prove every day that, from a leadership perspective, a servant heart is not the enemy of a profitable business, but it's the enabler of it.
Well done. Okay, David, you get to sum us up with your leadership advice. You've led Discover for 17 years. What advice do you have on successful leadership?
It's pretty simple. Understand your customer and do the right thing for your customer. And sometimes the P&L may look negative, but if it's the right thing, you still do it. When we would send a late fee reminder, it might cost us late fee income, but it would do be the right thing for customers because they'd avoid paying a late fee and they may be a customer for life.
And there you have it. We heard words like love, but the key to everyone is simplify your customer experience and watch your business grow.
We'll be with you next week.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.